So this week's podcast is going to be about a spiritual reading that I had off Stephen. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen that I put a box down there to say, could anybody recommend somebody? So my friend Hannah called me straight away and she was like, no, Dave's friend, which is her husband, has got this friend that was an MMA fighter, and he, from a young kid, I think, just realised that he had this gift and couldn't ignore it. And he's been now full-time as a clairvoyant for 4 or 5 years. So I was like, I want it right now. So she called him, called on a favour. He costs £30 per reading. So you transfer the £30 and he does the reading over FaceTime. And he was like, I'll do it straight away. But bear in mind, I will put obviously all these details down because I'm sure you'll be intrigued. But he doesn't have any availability, I think, until the end of March. So just bear that in mind. He will send you a message of all the details. You just have to transfer the money and then he will secure your slot. So Stephen, I would say, is great if you have lost a loved one, because what he does, which is mind-blowing, and I will put these photos on my Instagram story for you all to see after I've released this podcast. He screenshotted my face on FaceTime. He then drew spirits on my t-shirt that I was wearing that day that he could see. And at first I was a little bit confused because two of them looked the same. And I thought, that's my pops when he was on steroids and that's him when he wasn't. And it wasn't until I looked back the next day and I thought, no, it isn't. That's my Uncle Billy and that's my pops. And there's also two other faces on there that I do not recognise, that I don't know who they are. So I will share, but I will also share the photo, especially of my Uncle Billy, because it is mind-blowing, absolute mind-blowing how similar that is. And there's no photos anywhere on my Instagram, on Facebook. On, I don't have Facebook, but I mean, I've never, ever, ever uploaded a photo of my Uncle Billy ever anywhere. So that would have been impossible for him to have seen that. So yeah, I will share that. And then he does all the cards, pulls the cards out, tells you a little bit about your past, what's going on. One of the first things he said to me was, what's wrong with your chest? Why am I being so drawn to your chest? And I was like, I suffer with anxiety and my anxiety presents itself in a way that I can't breathe. I'm not an anxious person. I'm not walking on eggshells. I'm not a massive overthinker, which is why I've been to the doctors in the past and said, I don't have anxiety. I've got a breathing problem. And he's like, Sophie, you have anxiety. It presents itself in so many different ways. And the reason why you can't breathe is because your anxiety is showing itself like that. I don't even like talking about it because when I talk about it, it happens more. And I think anybody that suffers with anxiety to do with panic attacks and stuff like that, because I have had that in the past, will know as well. So I'm not going to breathe too much life into it because I don't want that to be a trigger for anyone, because I know it's a trigger for me. I can't sit in a room and have a conversation with somebody about their anxiety. And as much as I'm a helping person, you know, that I talk about my experiences to help other people, I'm not quite at that stage in my life yet where I can sit and help somebody about their anxiety because it triggers my own. And I think in certain situations like that in life, to do with anything, you have to protect your own peace. You have to think, right, okay, maybe I'll say to this person, not today, and just walk away from it. And although you might not feel the best in yourself because you've not managed to help that person or sit and kind of be a shoulder for them to cry on as of such, you've needed to protect yourself. And that's something that I'm working on and trying to get better on myself, just in general all around. He also knew that my pops had passed from something to do with his heart. So we all know he had brain tumours. He died of brain cancer. I feel stupid saying this because it was obviously the brain cancer that killed him. However, it was the seizures from the tumours being so big that caused him to go into cardiac arrest, and that's what killed him. So you could see something to do with his heart, why he'd struggled. So yeah, that was interesting. He brought him through and it was funny because he said a lot of things that were 100% accurate. So he said something about a fragrance. You're all wearing his fragrance. So we have a bottle of Jo Malone, Jasmine, Sandbach and Marigold at the bottom of my mum's stairs. That was his fragrance. And when he was diagnosed and he knew that this was terminal, he went to Jo Malone and we all used to laugh at him for being tight. And he went and bought another one of the biggest bottles because he wanted us to have that to remember him by. And now that will be something that we remember him by forever. Jasmine Sandbach and Marigold is his fragrance. And I'm actually going to buy myself another bottle today. I'm going to do that today. But that is what we remember him by. And even I've said to my sisters, I want you to call one of you, but if you have a baby girl, someone's got to call the Jasmine and someone's got to call the other one Marigold, because that's his jam. So how funny. Also, another thing, he was asking where his bike had gone. So I said to my mum, where's his bike gone? And she said, I've lent it to Sutty, and I couldn't stop laughing because he kept asking where his bike was. What else happened to do with my pops? Just talking about my mum's wedding ring, telling me where my mum was sleeping, because my mum was sleeping downstairs in the sitting room while he was poorly, so that he could shout her from his hospital bed if he needed anything, rather than her being upstairs. So he was telling me that. He called the cherub and he was telling me that as well. Just loads of things that reminded us of him that he was telling us about, which was really nice. It was kind of reassuring. He obviously said he was fine, he was all right, he was proud of us all, told me about my relationship with him being a teenager, that I was difficult, and that he was laughing his head off. He said he was laughing and it was fine, and you know, all's good kind of thing. And obviously we got a really close relationship towards the end, which was, it was nice, it was comforting, and it was great. So I didn't necessarily look to have a reading to speak to my pops, because I feel him around me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I know that he's there. And so I didn't feel like, I don't know, I think sometimes people lose people and they look to have a reading because they want to make sure that they're there, that they're connected with that person. I didn't need that reassurance because I knew he was there. I think for me, I've only ever had a couple of readings in the past. A lot of people think they're bullshit. Like my brother's like, don't even fucking tell me because I think it's a load of shit. He's not interested in it. And some people are really intrigued. I sit on the middle in this. Obviously, I know it's this truth in it, because how would people know all these things? They wouldn't. But yeah, I'm not too sure. I think for me, it was kind of like a little bit of reassurance that I was on the right path. So the biggest thing, which was, it's funny looking back, but it's also made my head screwed on kind of a lot more, because I am quite a generous person and sometimes I can be taken for a ride. So he knew that I had large sums of money that was coming into my bank account from different areas. He knew about all these income streams I'd created. He told me that business for me is going to be absolutely booming in July and August. He kept pulling out so many money cards, so many business cards. It was fucking great. And that is the path that I'm on. And I said to him, sometimes, like we talk about obviously the law of attraction and stuff, and right now I'm channeling everything into business and money. I don't mean to, because I'm lacking in a lot of other areas. Like I've been open and honest, there's nothing at all going on in my love life. I'm not even sharing a fucking text message with somebody. There's nothing going on there. So all my energy has been fully channeled into business and money right now, and other areas of my life are missing out. But that's fine, because I just feel like this is the most important area for me. Being a single parent in the middle of a global pandemic, I want to thrive in business. I want to be successful. I want to have these income streams open. I want the money to come flowing into me, and I want to set up a great life for my kids, so that in a couple of years I can maybe take a step back on that and think, right, okay, now I'd really like to meet somebody. Let's channel a little bit more time and energy into that. So all these money cards, business cards were really reassuring. He did say he saw a house move on the cards. I don't know if that is in terms of the house flip project that I'm doing with my brother and sister, or if that's my North Leeds house that I talk about in my vision board, if you've listened to my last podcast. So who fucking knows? But that was good. That was exciting. I'm really happy where I am now, but I'm open to it, and I'm trying to remove those blockages that I talked about in the last podcast. So yeah, I was really excited to hear about the house move. Also, he pulled out a card, which was a man surrounded by two women. I'm not going to really go into that, but we move. And yeah, just basically said that he knew my marriage had come to an end, but it was definitely the right decision. He said, Callum's a good guy. Me and him will always have a healthy relationship. and we'll always be great co-parents, and he knew we'd taken this time to kind of heal and move forward. And he just said he can't see any problems in our relationship as co-parents. He just thinks that we'll swim by in life and be happy and nice and peaceful, and that will be that. So I was really, really happy to hear about that, because that is really important to me, as I've said in previous podcasts. He also said, right, which was funny, because I'm going to put this out there now, and everybody can say, I fucking told you, because you said it on a podcast, if it happens, but it's not going to happen because I won't let it happen. He said he can see me meeting an ex-celebrity or a celebrity that I will fall in love with, and they will fall in love with me, and we will get a house together. But when it comes to putting the money in, this person's going to say to me, I don't have this money accessible now. I'm waiting for it coming in from this big job. Can you put your money in, and then I'll give you it back? And I'm never going to get it back, and we're going to break up, and he's going to fleece me because he's got a secret cocaine habit that I don't know about. So taking all that in, it's kind of like, what the fuck? But he was like, no, I'm generally worried about you because this is what I can see happening to you. So now, nah, 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 celebrities, ex-celebrities, step the fuck back. Blue ticks have not worked for me in the past. They're not going to work for me moving forward. I need to find myself a little fucking scaffold or a builder or something like that. Somebody low-key that is not kind of in the spotlight. That's just, I want to be the one in the spotlight for a change. So yeah, fucking get back and get away from my money. You're not having it. So that was quite funny. He also said that he had a link to Russia. I was like, am I going to end up with some big fucking ex-celebrity Russian gangster? That is not okay. So yeah, whoever I meet, I'm just going to be vetting and thinking, nah, nah, nah. So that was that. What else did he say? Let me just have a little think. I can't wait to show you these drawings because it is crazy. I'm just trying to think of the best way to do it. Yeah, I think I'll release this, and maybe the next day I'll put the drawings onto my Instagram story. And what I'll try to do, because I'm not so technical savvy, but I will give it a go of putting the drawings onto the YouTube podcast video as well, so I can maybe tie it in where at the end I'll show you the pictures. Obviously in my show notes of this podcast, and obviously on Instagram when I put the pictures, and on YouTube I will give you links to Stephen's page, so you can go through his Facebook page, and obviously you can get yourself a booking if that's what you wish to do. It's all COVID safe, it's over FaceTime, in your own home at your own time. He does lead readings late as well. I didn't have my reading until 11 o'clock at night, but obviously that night I was just so desperate to get one, and obviously it came through for me. And also another spirit that tried to come through, which is really freaky, because the last time I saw a different spiritualist, the same person tried to come through to me, so this is no coincidence. And it's a young boy that committed suicide. So a young lad that committed suicide that always tries to come through to me. Now, none of my family know who this person is, because very thankfully we've never actually lost anybody in our family or friends to suicide. I did when I was a kid at school, and it really ripped my heart out. I had a friend, we wasn't even overly close, but it was somebody that if we'd sneak out to town, she'd be there. We'd have a little chat, we'd talk on social media, whatever it was back then, Bebo or whatever back in the day. And she killed herself. And I remember we all got took into the hall at school. They told us about it, and it fucking crushed my heart, because I was like, what, how old at this time? 13, 14, 15? About 15 probably. And stuff like that just didn't happen then. So yeah, that it really got to me, that. And opened my eyes to suicide and obviously mental health at such a young age. So this young lad keeps trying to come through to me whenever I have my readings, like the second time, and I have no idea who he is, absolutely none. So I don't know if any of my friends or family will listen to this and can kind of give me an indicator, but yeah, it's weird that I just have no idea. But he has come through to me twice by two separate spiritualists as well. And also, Stephen did pull out a card which had showed me kind of feeling trapped. And I would say, as I've spoken about before, that was probably in my marriage and as a stay-at-home mum, kind of feeling a loss of purpose for myself and wanting to get myself back, which now I'm obviously working on massively. And he just said that I was put on this planet. He could see, he pulled the card out and he was like, you are the helper. God put you on this planet to help other people, and that's what you do. And I was like, yes, that is what I try and do. And I don't want to go too much into this, because this person has said that they are going to release their side of the story, and they've asked if it's okay for them to use my name. And I've assured her, yes, absolutely, it is fine for her to use my name. Now, this person contacted me. It was kind of late at night. I just happened to be on my phone on Instagram. It came through as a message request because I didn't know this person. And she was telling me that she'd listened to my podcast and she'd followed me on social media. And she looked up to me. She said, you inspire me in a lot of ways. And I'm going through so much shit at the minute with online abuse and bullying. And obviously, I've seen that you get a lot of online abuse and bullying. And how do you deal with it? What do you do? How do you see past it? Because right now, I'm in a really bad place. So I gave her so much words of encouragement. I gave her a lot of advice. I told her, I'm just going off a little bit here, but this has just come into my head. I watched a trolling video the other day, which was shared by a PT, and he was amazing. And I was laughing my head off. I shared it back to my own story. And he basically said, don't ever seek any kind of validation of people that you wouldn't go to for advice. And that is exactly why I'm untouchable by people that say bad things about me. Because if I'm not going to come to you for advice, if I don't know you personally, if you're not in my circle, quite frankly, I couldn't give a flying fuck what you think about me. If one of my friends came to me and said, Sophie, you're moving mad, or you're doing this, or you're doing that, that would hurt. That would cut me deep. And that would be at a point where I'd think, shit, I'm going to have to change what I'm doing. I'm going to have to change my actions. I'm going to have to work on myself as a person, because those are the people that I really care about. Those are the opinions that really matter to me the most. And that's what I tried to explain to her. If you wouldn't go to this person for advice, if you generally don't love this person in your heart, then fuck what they think about you, hon, because you don't care about them. So it doesn't really matter. And we got into a really good conversation about it. And then a couple of days later, she messaged me, and it sent shivers down my spine. And she said that night she'd written a letter to her parents to tell her that was it, because she physically couldn't cope with the pain anymore of online abuse and trolling. And she was going to kill herself that night. She messaged me off the cuff, because she'd listened to a podcast, and she said to me, she divulged in it, and I went and gave her the best advice I could possibly give. It took 10 minutes out of my day, and technically I have saved that girl's life. She told me, had I have not given her the advice that I'd given her, had I have not made time for her, had I have not spoken to her, she had already planned it out. She knew how she was going to do it. She'd already written a suicide letter, and she was going to end her life. I even went to my friend Lou Campbell that night about this girl and said, I'm worried for this girl, the things that she's saying. And he's like, the fact that she trusts you so much, Sophie, keep speaking to her. Please keep speaking to her. And I did. And now I am a helper, and I am so proud of myself and who I am as a person. Because how many times do you hear people say, sorry, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to do that. I didn't have time to message you back. Yes, you fucking do. Make the time. Make the time for people that need your help, and make the time for people that you care about. Because for me, I sent a couple of voice notes. I've written a couple of messages, and that has impacted somebody's life so massively that I can't even cope with the fact that I've positively impacted somebody's life so much by sending a couple of voice notes. And that, for me, is the true meaning behind a social media influencer. Because what would have happened if I didn't have my platform? What would have happened that day if she didn't feel like she could come to me for help and advice? What would have happened then? Would this girl have not been here anymore? So it's more deep than sharing pictures of clothes and tagging them in and helping out brands and stuff like that. That's the perks of it, because obviously we get stuff out of that. But for me, putting my life online, taking the fucking criticism and hate that I do, but speaking loud and proud to help those that feel like they don't have a voice as strong as mine, that is what I do, and that is why I will continue to do this and not give a single shit about what people say or think of me, because I'm helping other people. And when he pulled out that helping card, it made me emotional, because I was like, you know what, I am on the right path. This is what I was supposed to do, and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing today. when the girl decides to bring, I'm saying the girl, I'm not being rude, I just don't want to obviously say her name. When she brings her story out and she mentions my name, obviously I will share it across my platforms as well, so you can read the insights of what social media abuse and trolling does to a person. It's obviously like Caroline Flack. The media killed Caroline Flack because it was so public about what had happened. They'd made it into such a massive thing that she could not cope with the humiliation or the pain, and she killed herself because of that. So I always say, when people say to me, what do you think about online trolls? And I say, you know what? This is what I think. If I walked up to somebody in a park and stabbed them with a knife, I would go to jail for murder. So if somebody was to hang themselves because of the things that they've seen written by social media trolls hiding behind a shitty little account, then why is that not murder as well? And I actually have been putting in contact with a girl now through my friend Jordan, and Sally has got a big social media following, and she has been affected mentally by this. She's now created a petition to bring down these forums and also to make it a criminal offence. And she's in contact with somebody to film a documentary about this where the trolls are exposed, because we have IP addresses, girls, for some of the really bad things that have been said. We have this information, and for that to be made into a documentary, like, how funny would that be? Like, I think that'd be so cool. Like a Catfish style documentary where people write shit and then you turn up at the door and say, now then, Karen, nice to fucking meet you. It'd be hilarious. So, you know, their time is going to come. And for people like this poor girl that have been affected so massively about it, because not everybody can be like me, and I've not always been like me. I've been affected by it in the past massively. When I felt so vulnerable and beaten down, it has bothered me what people have had to say. So it's me now speaking up and trying to make a change for those people, that it is heavily affecting. And that's why I've told Jordan and Sally, Hunt, I'm here, get me involved, because I need to do this to help other people, and I want to make a change. And if you follow Bobby Norris from Only Ways Essex, you'll see he's actually got a campaign called End the Trend to Troll. People message him every day saying fucking die because he's gay, telling him to die and go kill himself because he is sexually attracted to men. I mean, come on, we're in fucking 2021. Like, what is the sketch? It's absolutely insane. So I am hoping that in the not so distant future, there will be a law that comes in about social media. I know you might have seen like a Twitter campaign recently that says for every single account made where you can interact with other human beings, whether it be a dating website, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, whatever, these forums where they talk shit about people, that you have to upload your ID, that you have to put in all your information, you have to have a valid IP address, you have to have everything, so that, you know what, if you're going to fucking go and abuse a footballer for the colour of his skin, if you're going to go and abuse a celebrity, Katie Price's son Harvey that receives tons of abuse, if you're going to go abuse somebody like that and that bothers them, that they can log a complaint with the police and the police can find who you are, and then you're not this big I am behind a screen because you daren't reveal your identity, because in real life you would not say those things to people that you're saying behind these trolling accounts, so that those people can be dealt with. And God fucking forbid, if people like this girl ended her life, then that person would go to court and be sent to prison for murder. So I will back any kind of campaign like that. And if anybody else has got anything that I can support, please come to me, because I've told Sally and I've told Jordan, I am with them behind every single step of the way. And I've told this poor girl that has received all this abuse that I stand with her as well, and that I am here for anybody that needs to talk about these things. And I will obviously use my voice and my platform in any way, shape and form that I can to put an end to this absolute madness. So in short, the reading was fantastic. I loved the fact that I had the helping card there and that he knew that that's what I was setting out to do. I love the fact about the money, the house move, the businesses. That was perfect. Obviously, the love life didn't quite pull off. He did say, however, fucking hell, I can't believe I missed this bit out, that I would meet somebody that was just going to buy me loads of gifts. And he said, just take the gift. It's not really going to go anywhere. The guy's really happy to buy you gifts. He's got plenty of money to buy you gifts. And he just kind of wants to buy them. So I was like, come through, hon. Where you at? I'm ready for the gifts. So that was that. But yeah, nothing solid in my love life. Nothing really going on there. Couldn't really see that I'd had any more children because I don't have any desire to have any more children. But I just wondered if that looked like it was on the cards. It was like maybe one more in around 5 years, but I can't really see it. I'm not giving my womb to anyone in 5 years. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to be living my best life in 5 years. My kids are going to be older and I'm going to be going out and thinking, Andre can babysit. This is great. So that is not happening in 5 years. But yeah, there was lots of other things said about different family members and stuff. It was a really nice reading. It was all positive. I took a lot from it and I kind of got the reassurance that I needed that I was on the right path. So Stephen, you are great. He's also got a radio show in Newcastle. I am going to be going on that radio show just to speak about everything mental health, helping people with mental health, like trolling, my podcast, everything. So I'll let you know. I was supposed to do it last Sunday, but I got pissed on Friday from my Insta with my whispering angel that I get. And oh my God, it was a time. The weekend was a write-off. And quite frankly, Sunday, I was not in the best frame of mind to be telling people about how to deal with mental health and stuff like that. Because I was on my sofa and yeah, it was not a time. So hopefully this week I'll be going on, providing that the kids go to bed all right, etc., etc. And yeah, I'm going to put everything down about Stephen. Please feel free to download and subscribe. You know, I'm always massive on that because it helps me out. And I am on Instagram at SophieWatkins7. Do you know what as well? I'm buzzing because I'd say obviously 98% of people that listen to my podcast have come through my social. They've followed me already and they've started listening. But now I'm actually getting people that have discovered it on Spotify or on YouTube and they've started listening to it. And yeah, they've actually then discovered my social media off the back of that, which is quite a cool concept for me. Also, I did have somebody comment on YouTube and say, could you make a PG version so that we could listen in front of kids? Huns, this is not child content. I mean, guys, get your headphones in. Please, I've never claimed that this is kind of a podcast that you can listen to in front of your kids. 10 out of 10 would not recommend. My friends will say, my friends, first question, I'll send them a voice note. Can I listen in front of the kids? Can I listen in front of my partner? Every single time, absolutely fucking not. It's just, I expressed myself by swearing a lot. And in the past, I thought that's something that I need to work on because people do comment about it. Somebody, a lovely girl, did message me and say, you know, you shouldn't swear so much and all this. And I just said, it's just who I am. It's just what I do. And I am sorry. I'm trying to tone it down a little bit. I am more conscious about it. So maybe I will stop swearing. Maybe I won't. We'll see. But for now, enjoy the F-bombs. Anyway, guys, this has been Sophie Watkins Talks. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.